You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by Omaha Steaks. Josh All coming to you on this episode with my good buddy, Kenny Mack from Canada. Kenny, how's it going?
Great, great. It's finally getting a little warmer up here. Minus 29 yesterday with the wind chill.
Ooh.
Get out there in some shorts and enjoy the sun. It's funny, I'm sitting here asking Kenny how he's doing. We actually already recorded it. We recorded this episode already, and the audio did not record. So we are doing this take two style for you guys, but we're going to act surprised about everything that happens here, just like you guys will. On today's show, we are going to be talking about potential cap casualties across the league, cut candidates for teams that we think could take place, and players that, if they are cut by that team, could fit the bill for the Browns if, you know, the Browns are able to work out a deal with these guys. So Kenny's got three dudes, I got three dudes. And we're going to walk through each one. We're going to tell you why we think they're probably going to get cut or likely to get cut and how they would fit in with the Browns. So, Kenny, I will let you kick things off and give your first name.
Yeah, right on. Well, first of all, I'm feeling great because we're up $30.6 million in the salary cap. So feeling really good about that. Where I want to go, I want to put a couple assumptions down with my pick. First of all, Za'Darius is going to be gone. He's just not going to sign back. Just the Browns and him couldn't work something out. The Browns addressed the DT position, and it's with the two guys that they had last year. So it's going to be Maurice Hurst and Shelby Harris, and we're going to have somebody probably come in the later rounds of the draft. So if I'm Andrew Berry, I'm looking around, and I'm going to see who's going to be available. And I'm thinking it's going to be Joey Bosa from the San Diego Chargers.
Los Angeles Chargers.
Sacks. What's that?
Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, did I say San Diego?
I say yes, Oakland I Raiders did. All the time.
You know what? I'm stuck in my anchorman in San Diego. And, and if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, watch the Mad Dog Awards.
That's right.
But yes, we want him at the Los Angeles Chargers. Obviously, great Ohio State career. 67 sacks in his career so far. Now, the reason why I think he's going to be a cap hit is because he is worth $36.6 million against the cap this year.
That's a lot.
And yeah, it's a ton. And if you combine that with Khalil Mack, it's actually 30%. And if you actually combine it with Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, and those two guys we just mentioned, it's 60% of their cap.
Yeah, Mike Williams is gone too.
They're $22.1 million over. And I believe that's after the cap has been adjusted now.
Are you getting these from overthecap.com?
Yeah, they've
got it adjusted on there. So they are in a very, very difficult cap position right now, for sure.
Yeah. And so basically with the reason why I want to do this is it's because he's 28 years old, and I'll get into the way that Za'Darius and Joey are ranked. So just like we mentioned age, Joey Bosa is younger. He is also 1 inch taller. He's 5 pounds heavier, and he is about this. He runs about the same speed. And I would like to have him at his age. I'd like him to play till he's 31 for the Browns. I would like to have the Browns defensive ends just bookend for a couple of years. And I want that with Oko, and I want that with Alex Wright backing them up. And then we got that defensive end position solidified, kind of like we have our corners solidified for a bit as well. And basically what I'm basing this off of, because a lot of you are probably talking to yourself right now, they're like, man, he hasn't played much in the last 2 years. He's played 14 games or 15 games. And what I'm looking at is I'm looking at his 2021 stats. And if I compare those to Za'Darius Smith, ultimately we're looking at two players that are ranked 85.5 overall. And you're looking at Za'Darius Smith, who was last year 82.6. So now Za'Darius is a little bit better against the run. He's 68.4 versus Joey, who was 57.6. But the pass rush is a little bit better for Joey at 90.4 versus 87.4. So as you can see, like, these numbers are close. It's about the same player. I just want to I want to have that happen for a couple of years instead of getting a one year. And we can maybe worry about that with the defensive tackles. But the biggest thing is the snap count. So when he made the Pro Bowl in this year, so in 2021, Joey Bosa, he looked just off the top of my head, he had about 800 snaps. Last year, Za'Darius Smith, he had about five, close to 600 snaps. Now, what's going to help him last longer? Oko and Alex Wright taking snaps away and keeping him fresh so he can still get those big numbers, you know, like sack numbers, like our Steelers fans like, right? And he'll still be able to get the metrics for Pro Football Focus and dominate a couple of games to help Miles out.
I love the idea of Joey Bosa on the Browns. Like I said before, big Ohio State fan, Ohio State alum. I love me some Buckeyes. Mm. Joey Bosa, awesome at Ohio State. He's been awesome in the NFL too. It's just availability has been, you know, his bugaboo the last couple of years. But when he's on the field, the dude is a dominant force. And like you said, you know, this is comparable to when we had Myles Garrett pretty much by himself on the defensive line. Didn't really have a lot of help. We had to put all the pressure on him to do things. He had to be out there 100% of the snaps, try to give it his all the entire game, where get some guys in here to alleviate that pressure. Let him take some plays off on the sidelines, what I'm saying. Let him go rest. Let him catch his breath and feel okay with Obo and Alex Wright, Za'Darius last year in there holding down the fort. So you bring in a guy like Joey Bosa, it's like, dude, we're not asking you to be the hero out here. We're not asking you to do everything. We're just asking you to play your role. And I think it could be very well played with the Browns.
Yeah, absolutely. He's got the history to back it up. He's got 4 Pro Bowls. And the times that he didn't make the Pro Bowl, there was some injuries. That happens in the league, but he can get it done. And his PFF, like any metric that he does, looks great.
Yeah. Oh, well, and as Browns fans, we know players are going to get injured. It's just what happens.
Yeah. But
you take swings
this year.
Yeah. You take swings on players who could be very good to elite. And that's what Joey Bosa represents for sure. And I'm going to dive into my first name here. Stick with the defense. Before I do, I want to remind everybody, if you're watching on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe to the channel, tap the notification bell so you don't miss anything new coming out. We've got player draft prospect profiles coming out for a bunch of different positions. There's a bunch of wide receivers already on YouTube on our channel. There's defensive linemen, linebackers, cornerbacks, offensive linemen, running backs, all kinds of players to go check out. And there's more coming. So you don't want to miss any of that new stuff. And if you're listening on audio, especially Apple Podcasts specifically, if you're on there, just scroll down to the bottom of our page, our channel on Apple Podcasts, and leave us a 5-star written review. Tap the 5 stars and just drop a quick comment in there before you submit. Hey, these guys are pretty good. These guys are funny. Kenny's awesome. Canada rules. Whatever you want to say. It doesn't have to be long. Just say something cool about the show. 5 stars, submit. Definitely helps out the show and helps us grow our podcast. So appreciate everybody tuning in and helping out the show. My defensive name that I want to talk about here is an older guy, and he would definitely be a one-year deal type of player for the Browns if he's cut by his current team and the Browns were able to sign him and actually bring him back, because he played for the Cleveland Browns in 2016. This is linebacker DeMario Davis. DeMario Davis plays for the New Orleans Saints. He, looking at the numbers here, he's an $18.2 million cap hit for the Saints in 2024. And they could cut him or trade him and save up to $12 million against the cap, and they need it. They're like $42 million under the cap or over the cap, even with the adjustment now, the new league year coming into play. So they're in a lot of trouble. They're going to have to make a lot of hard decisions and let some players go. And I'm pretty sure a 35-year-old linebacker is going to be one of them. They cannot afford to pay him this much money, and the Browns could bring him in on a one-year deal. DeMario Davis has been an absolute monster stud his whole 12-year career, Pro Bowl and second team All-Pro honors in 2022 and 2023. So just the past two seasons, he's been still playing at an elite level. Overall, he's got 4 second team All-Pros, and he made a first team All-Pro one time in his career. He has played the entire season, every year of his 12-year career, except for his rookie season. He missed a couple games. But other than that, the dude is on the field. He is one of the best middle linebackers in the game, and that's a position the Browns really, really need, especially if they don't feel comfortable bringing Anthony Walker back on another one-year deal with his injury history. And, I mean, Anthony Walker played very well at middle linebacker for the Browns, and he was a nice option on a cheap deal for the team, but not when he's not on the field. It doesn't matter how good of a bargain you are in free agency if you can't play. So that's just been disappointing for him. But as far as tackling goes for DeMario Davis, only 3 out of his 12 seasons did he have less than 100 tackles, and 2 of those 3 were 90 and 99. So this dude is either at or well over 100 tackles a year. He has 42.5 career sacks. He's got 6.5 in each of his last two seasons. Those were both his career high. 10-plus tackle for loss in the last 7 seasons in a row. And at 35 years old, he gets cut by the Saints. This could be an opportunity for an elite defender to come play for an elite defense with a great head coach, a great coordinator. I don't know how much longer he's going to want to play at 35, 36 years old. This could be his last hurrah, his last chance to take a shot at playoffs, a potential championship run with a defense capable of doing so. So I could definitely see and would love to see DeMario Davis come for a one-year deal to Cleveland.
Yeah, I would too. I did notice that. It was one that I was kind of hovering over as well. Yeah, you guys, so you and Barry Shuck specifically, were talking about needing a linebacker. Now, this was during a draft episode that could, you know, run sideline to sideline, but like a big dude that could just get it done in a tackling machine. And in my head, that guy popped in my head when I was listening to that podcast. And I think he would really fit the bill. I think he would jive well with Schwartz. I think if you draft a linebacker underneath him in the mid to late rounds, it's somebody that he could bring along, especially with Muhammad Diabita or that linebacker, and some of the other young guys, maybe even Tony Fields. Like, it would be fantastic to have him as part of the team with his like wealth of experience.
Yeah, great leader. He would just be a great veteran presence all around, and not only just a veteran presence, but like I detailed here, you plug him in and he's going to produce. He's not just a guy who's coming in here to get, you know, one last little deal and see what he can maybe contribute. The dude will be a leader on this defense and he'll make a definite impact. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, you know, when you play the Ravens and you play the Steelers, you're going to be tackling.
Yes.
And there's going to be running. So he's going to get his.
Yep. And then that frees up a guy like this would free up JOK to continue to do what he did so well in 2023. JOK is not your prototypical middle linebacker. That's not where he's going to excel. And we saw JOK have a total breakout year, led the team in tackles, tackle for loss, everything. And we want him to continue to be able to do his game and to do it to the level that he's capable. So bring in a guy like DeMario Davis to hold down that role at the middle linebacker position, and I think we're good to go.
The other thing those guys learn is how to take care of your body, because he lasted that long he's doing something right.
Yes.
And I hope he can teach that to the rest of the team.
Well, we could definitely use that insight for sure. This episode is presented by Omaha Steaks. Browns fans, the 50% off site-wide sale is still happening over at omahasteaks.com/dogs. Head over there today. Make sure you take advantage of this 50% off sale on everything on their website. Plus, go to that URL, /dogs, and you'll get 8 free steak burgers with your order. And then if you use promo code dogs when you check out, you get $30 off your order. This is a deal you cannot beat, especially with the price of meat and all food and just everything right now is sky high. It's just stupid. But this kind of sale, now this meat is the best stuff you guys can get. I'm telling you right now, I've been talking about it for years. The steaks are my absolute favorite. I love them. The burgers, the jumbo franks, brats, the chicken, the pork, all the seafood. They've got the ready-to-eat meals, desserts. They even have wine and things like that. Just go to omahasteaks.com/dogs, check out everything they have to offer, and make sure that you use promo code dogs when you check out. Get $30 off your order, plus get 8 free burgers. omahasteaks.com/dogs. Minimum order may apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who is your who's your second guy on your list?
My second guy, I'm going with, it's not the sexiest pick in the world because, I mean, the position isn't a sexy pick anymore, but it is Aaron Jones. And I'm going to give you my assumptions with this pick. Number one, it's going to be a replacement for Kareem Hunt. Number two, I don't see Nick Chubb coming back till midway through the season. So I'm saying that he plays between 6 and 8 games with this. Also, based on what I've read, the leadership qualities, from what I heard, I think that's something that Andrew Berry, Steve Stefanski, Kevin Stefanski, are looking for in the room, and I think he would go fantastic. And the reason, like, I looked at this, I looked at these stats first. And I'll bring them up and I'll go over them. Like, the guys came out in the same draft. It's just Kareem's slightly bigger, he's slightly younger, and he's slightly taller. But with this guy, he's faster. So I know Andrew Berry wants to get bigger, faster, stronger. Well, this guy, he was injured last year. I'm going to say he got stronger as the season went on. He, in his last 5 games, so the last 3 weeks of the season and the 2 playoff games, he went over 500 yards per game. And I don't know if you guys recall, but against Dallas, he was the main reason that they won. He put 3 TDs in the end zone, you know, so he had a hell of a game in the playoffs. And the thing that we need to do is we need to stack winning seasons now, right? And I think being solid in the running back room would be fantastic for us. And the uncertainty of Nick Chubb and how he can come back from this injury, because we all want him on the team, but if he can't play, then he's no good to nobody, right?
Right.
And we need him to help develop the locker room and the running back room, specifically Jerome Ford and Pierre Strong. And now the reason why I think he's going to get cut is because he, next year in the 2024 season, he's due $17 million. That is second in the league for running backs, only behind Alvin Kamara. So he's getting paid ahead of Christian McCaffrey, Nick Chubb, and some other awesome running backs. And while I'm trying to convince you for him to be on the team, you know, the Packers, who are, I think they're $8.2 million under the salary cap, they want to build around Jordan Love right now, and they want to get some players. And I don't know if they want to move forward with a running back over 30 at $17 million a year.
Yeah, and I liken this to Dalvin Cook getting cut by the Minnesota Vikings last offseason, and then he went and signed with the New York Jets for, it was like $7 million, I think. And he didn't get used, didn't get a whole lot of playing time. He kind of, the juice was gone, and he ended up getting cut during the season. But the difference for me and why I like your pick here of Aaron Jones is because we saw signs of the decline for Dalvin Cook in Minnesota. He still had a couple right. decent performances last or in 2022, I guess it would have been. But overall, knew the writing was on the wall. He wasn't going to be in Minnesota anymore. With Aaron Jones, yeah, he was banged up last year. He missed a bunch of games. But when he came back and got healthy, he went on that run at the end of the season and showed he still got it. He can still go out there and produce at a very high level consistently. And they weren't using him in a timeshare role. He was the workhorse. They were saying, we're just going to hand you the ball as much as possible and let you dominate these defenses. And that's what they did, like you said, in that game against Dallas and everything. So he's capable of carrying a big load. You could bring him in a timeshare kind of role leading the backfield, and then you mix in Jerome Ford. And if you have not seen my breakdown of the Cleveland Browns running back position for State of the Browns, go down in the list on the podcast here back in the channel and check that out, because I really do detail why Jerome Ford was so bad in the Browns running scheme in 2023. And a guy like Aaron Jones, who's got great vision, could really excel yep. with the Browns.
Well, and here's one thing, and I'm sure you talked about it in the episode. In his run in the last five games, he had 14 explosive rush attempts. And that's something that we lacked last year.
Big time.
And Packer Wire is like our clevelandbrowns.com that's owned by the Packers. Packers offense is better with Jones on the field. So they didn't say the numbers are better, just the overall offense. And that kind of reminds me of Jarvis Landry. The offense was just better when he was on the field. And, the other thing that we need is we did struggle with the run last year. This guy doesn't need big holes. He just goes through little creases and he's gone. His presence opens up opportunities in the passing game, but I'll go back to what I said earlier. Great locker room presence. That's probably what will keep him there, but this is a long shot. This is something that I'd love for the Browns to have. To have a certainty in that room, a viable option, and it will be a one-year deal off the top of my head, because I think he wants to go play probably in Dallas because he went to UTEP and he's from that area. Also, he was drafted by McCartney, I believe, when he came out. The other thing is I think Deuce Staley will love him. He had a couple stinker games, but if you pull out the pass blocking, you pull out those stinker games, he's a decent pass blocker.
That's what we need, especially when you've got a highly paid quarterback like Deshaun Watson. You want to make sure you keep guys off of him. You're going to definitely need running backs, and that's why Pierre Strong didn't see a lot of time on the field last year either. You can't be a liability on the field in the pass blocking.
Yeah, he's no good. No. He's got to get better.
Yes, he does. So I will give my second name here, and it's my turn to move over to the offensive side of the ball. And this is a little different than my first pick because this is a younger player, and I think the Browns could actually explore a longer term deal with this guy. And I'm talking about a guy who's going to come in here to be a backup, not to be a starter or a main contributor, but this is tight end Jonnu Smith from the Atlanta Falcons. He is set to be a $9 million cap hit to the Atlanta Falcons this season. They can cut or trade him and save $6.5 million. That's a lot of money allocated to your number two tight end because they have Kyle Pitts. And another contributing reason why I really think Jonnu Smith is going to get cut or traded by the Falcons. In 2023, the Atlanta Falcons ran two tight end sets at the highest rate in the entire league. They fired all their coaches. They brought in new offensive coordinator Zach Robinson from the Rams. And in 2023, Los Angeles deployed two tight end sets at the lowest rate in 2023. So it's unlikely that they're going to be paying high dollar to a second tight end when they're really not going to use them a whole lot based on the offensive philosophy that Zach Robinson is most likely bringing, you know, over to Atlanta. Now, Jonnu Smith, like I said, younger, 28 years old. He signed a four-year, $50 million deal with the Patriots back in 2021, and then he got traded to the Falcons prior to the 23 season. And even on that Falcons roster last season, the offense, the passing offense was abysmal. Bad quarterback play, all that kind of stuff. Jonnu Smith still had a career high in receiving yards, 582 yards on that piss poor passing offense. Pretty impressive, honestly, especially whenever he wasn't necessarily the number one tight end on the offense anyway. So to be able to rack up that kind of yardage was pretty cool. He's only got four touchdowns over his last three seasons, but you got to remember those were being played with a rookie Mac Jones and then a sophomore still looking like a rookie Mac Jones and Desmond Ridder. So not exactly great quarterback play. He ended up being a bigger part of the passing game in Atlanta than a lot of people expected. And I think that's because of his skill set. I think he's just too good not to have out there more often than not. He had that career year, like I said, still playing that tight end two role. And I would love to see him keep that tight end two role behind a guy like David Njoku. Jonnu Smith is 6'3", 250, good speed, catching skills, a huge upgrade over what we were seeing with Harrison Bryant. And this would also allow the Browns to probably move on from Jordan Akins, who's set to make $2 million, or he could be $2 million freed up if they were to move on from him. This offseason, he didn't do anything. He had a career low in everything with the Browns last year, so I don't know if he's even on the team in 24. And I could honestly see the Browns doing something with Jonnu Smith, like a three-year deal, maybe a total of $30 million with something like $18 million guaranteed. I'm just spitballing here, but something similar to his last contract he got with the Patriots, just on a smaller scale because he's older now. And yes, we are definitely signing you to be our backup, but I would love to see Jonnu Smith on the Browns passing offense in 2024.
Yeah, it looks good to me. I mean, his pass blocking looks good. I'm just pulling them up right now. I think the seasons that he played with Tannehill was the best. It was in 2022 and 2019. He had a great rating across the board. And now it looks like he got the receiving yards up. And his speed is very intriguing for me at the number two option. I love that. It sounds like a guy that can move between the 20s and get you some first downs. And like the blocking's there, you know, sign me up. That's a great, great addition if we can if that happens.
Right. And we've been talking a lot about the wide receiver room and how there's just not a whole lot to talk about with what the Browns have under contract currently, aside from Amari Cooper. Elijah Moore is still, I think, a nice player with upside and potential, but we've got to see it. He did okay. Did you know that Elijah Moore played more snaps on the outside than he did in the slot?
Yeah. That's unreal to me.
It is. They were playing him out of position. So I know we've got some guys we're going to talk about coming up to kind of help Elijah Moore get back into the slot. But a guy like Jonnu Smith can come in and fill another pass catching role that the Browns desperately need, especially when you're talking about potentially drafting a tight end, bringing in somebody else. It's like it takes a long time for tight ends to develop in the NFL typically. And, you know, we saw David Njoku. It took him 7 years or whatever to really break out and show what he was capable of. We just watched 4 years of Harrison Bryant turn into pretty much nothing. So taking a tight end in the draft is always a crap. Taking any player in the draft is a crapshoot, but a tight end especially, because it's just so hard for them to adapt to the NFL game. Here's a guy who's could be readily available to come in day one and make an impact, and that's what I'm looking for. This episode is brought to you by Danger Coffee. Browns fans, we talk about how Danger Coffee is made free from mold toxins that are in 45% of the world's coffee, but that's not all that Danger Coffee has to offer. Mineral and nutrient deficiencies are a big deal. They make you feel sick, tired, stressed, and they can give you brain fog. These deficiencies negatively affect your immune system, your digestion, sleep, metabolism. Have you ever wondered why you get an initial burst from your coffee, but then you get that little crash not long after? Danger Coffee's patent-pending process remineralizes your body with more than 50 trace minerals and electrolytes, leaving you more energized, engaged, powerful. These micronutrients enter the cells to boost performance. They bind to toxins to provide detoxification support. I know that sounds like a lot, but the bottom line, guys, is minerals matter. And most of us really don't get enough of them on a daily basis. Danger Coffee delivers micronutrients, plus it gives you access to the minerals you already have. Head to dangercoffee.com, use our code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 10% off your order. And that code can be used over and over. So you get 10% off every order you make using code DAWGS. It's time to start every day off with a cup of coffee that gets you going and actually keeps you going. Dangercoffee.com, code DAWGS. All right, so who do you have for your third name?
What? I'm glad that you're kind of leading me up to what I want to say here. So my next guy is, and this would be fantastic for the offense, I think, it would be Courtland Sutton. And man, can you imagine pairing him up with Amari Cooper? And just like you said, let's put Elijah Moore back in the slot and let's just have him there for a year and see what he can do. And then obviously pairing that up with Njoku just as a starting offense, that would be fantastic. So, I mean, with him, we would be going bigger. We would probably be going faster. He's an end zone guy. The 50-50 ball is high in his rankings as far as the stats are concerned. I think he's at 57%, which is pretty high. He's excellent at pulling down those contested catches, the big play option. I've seen this a number of times. Tremendous vertical threat. Now, when we think of that in our head, you think, oh, 4.3 speed, 4.4 maybe. He's 4.58. So I think it's that coupled with the contested catches. If he's going down the field, he seems like he's going to catch it. And that's something we need in this offense. Can't just always rely on Amari Cooper to do it, right? And Amari's great everywhere. So let's just get a guy that's big down the, that can run down the field and just grab a couple of passes that I didn't think was going to happen.
I like that for sure. I mean, we saw Courtland Sutton when the Browns played the Broncos out in Denver in 23, and he, you know, he made his presence felt. And like you said, maybe not faster, but definitely a bigger, strong hand, strong contested catch player, a definite red zone threat where you get down in that, you know, inside the 20, the 10 area, feel pretty confident throwing it up to him, kind of like they do with Njoku. My only thing with a guy like Courtland Sutton is I don't know if the Browns would pay, you know, what, because he's still a pretty high profile-ish wide receiver in the league. He's going to be a little more expensive. I don't know if they're going to pay too much to bring him in when they've already draft or put third round draft capital in Cedric Tillman to kind of do that same role. I don't know. I don't know Tillman's process or progress, if they think he's going to be ready to do that in 24. I don't know.
I think you're just going to take and restructure the last 2 years off his deal is ultimately what would happen. You'd maybe want to pick him up right away, or you'd have to figure it out. But he's a guy, he's kind of curious to me because you look at him and he's played 81 games. He doesn't really have a ton of yardage though. He's 4,200 yards off 300 total receptions. And other than having those 10, those 10 TDs, he's got,
looking through his numbers and it looked like maybe his career high before that was like 4 or something. So the 10, I feel like that was an outlier season with him and Russell last year.
They're just my screen's slow. So thanks for saying that while I was catching up. So he's got 24 overall. He got 10 last year. So he's had 14 for his career. And the highest was 6. Rookie year was 4. And with him, I believe he's like, originally he was a first down guy. He was just a moving the chains guy. And he was going to get you like out of his receptions last year. He had 59 receptions. I don't have it here, but I believe 39 were for first downs, which is decent, right? When that goes to the contested catches, right? Like any kind of contested catch, usually is going to be for a first down or a touchdown, which counts as a first down. And that's what you would be getting him for. But if you look at his overall body of work, you're going to look at it and go, I'm paying, you know, Amari Cooper money for 4,200 yards and 24 touchdowns. Like, come on, you know? So hopefully that, if this guy gets cut, because the Denver Broncos, I believe, are still $10 million over the cap with the adjusted salary cap at $10.7 million. He's got 2 years left on his deal. hopefully that's enough. And you said it, that Tillman is up and producing by then, that we can get, that's how we kind of get the most out of getting this pick.
Yeah. The thing with the wide receiver position is the Browns, with Deshaun Watson and the window that this team is in right now, with the high end, the guys that we're paying a lot of money to are studs. You know, we've got our studs at the positions that analytics say you need studs at, and we've got it. We've got it locked up. So right now is the time to go out there and win. And if they don't feel like they can do it with what's in the wide receiver room, you're going to see them do something or a couple things this offseason that maybe they wouldn't normally do, but they feel like they have to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And again, like, I'm looking through a bunch of Denver Broncos stuff and what they're saying about them. And there's a website called predominantlyorange.com. And there was a quote in there saying they won't get a better receiver in the third round of this year's NFL draft other than Courtland Sutton. So I don't know where they're going with this. Like, it wasn't really like we're going to trade him, but it feels like someone who follows the Denver Broncos is saying you could pry him out of Denver for a third round pick, which I'd be okay with.
Oh yeah. I would definitely use a third round pick for Courtland Sutton. That'd be okay. I'd be okay with that.
Now, how you massaged all that money underneath the cap,
there you go. Yeah.
Be remain to be seen, right?
Yes. Yep, that is true. So my third guy on my list, the last guy we'll talk about here, I've got a wide receiver too. And he's an older guy. This would be a 1 year situation, I would imagine, and it's a name that everybody's heard because we talked about him a bunch last offseason, and here we are getting the train rolling once again for DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver from the Tennessee Titans. Now, DeAndre Hopkins, let's just go through it, break it all down, 31 years old, but he just had a 1,000-yard season and 7 touchdowns on a Tennessee Titans defense that was a dumpster fire, for lack of a better term. And I don't even think I want a better term. That's actually what I really want to call it. Ryan Tannehill wasn't great. He was injured. Will Levis was a rookie. He showed a couple flashes, but overall, not very productive, not efficient. The whole thing was kind of a mess. And yet here's DeAndre Hopkins out there, 17 games, played every game at 31, showed he still got gas in the tank. They could save $10.5 million by cutting or trading him. So this seems very likely to happen, especially you've got a new head coach, a new offensive system coming in, a second-year quarterback. It's going to be a youth movement in Tennessee. There's not going to be any room. There's going to be no interest in retaining the services of a 31-year-old wide receiver at that cap hit. I don't see it happening. So we already know that there was some interest, mutual interest between the Browns and Hopkins last offseason, but it was just the money he was looking for at the time. It did not line up with what the Browns could realistically afford to do. And, you know, he'd be the type of player I'd look, honestly, if they wanted to incentivize him a little more, it could be even like a 2-year deal, maybe around $20 million, more guaranteed money bonuses up front that would kind of keep the team options that they could move on from him next season if now we want to cut him and all that kind of stuff. So based on his age and all that, but you know, he signed last year with Tennessee, 2 years, $26 million. And I know this has been a few years since he played with Deshaun Watson, but from 2017 to 2019 in Houston with Deshaun, DeAndre Hopkins was a first team all pro all 3 seasons that he played there with Deshaun Watson. He averaged 1,371 yards a year and 10 touchdowns a season with Watson. So I know he's older now, but he showed that he can still go out there and put up a 1,000-yard, you know, receiving season. He'd be my ideal guy, honestly, if the Browns cannot trade for somebody like Brandon Ayuk. I don't love really any of the names that are most likely to be free agents. We saw T. Higgins got tagged by the Bengals. I expect Michael Pittman, Mike Evans to both pretty much be unavailable for the Browns. Maybe a guy like Calvin Ridley in free agency. But other than that, I don't feel like the free agent market is all that great. You got to remember, good young wide receivers for multi-year deals don't really hit free agency. So a guy like Hopkins could be the next best option. You sign him, put him out there with Amari Cooper. Like you said, Kenny, put Elijah Moore back in the slot and let him dominate in the intermediate area of the field. Now you've got Cedric Tillman and David Bell on a rotation in their roles. Maybe you bring in another cheap guy that's just got like a straight end speed, bring him in for a Marquise Goodwin role. You know, I would still draft a guy even in the second or third. At this point in time, while we're recording this, I'm kind of pretty high on Roman Wilson from Michigan. So there are options to pair with a guy like DeAndre Hopkins that if it ends up being a one-year thing, cool. We've got options moving forward. But I get a little excited thinking about putting him back with Watson for one last run.
Yeah, he definitely would have the chemistry, but I mean, I would kind of also see it as the same as like the Courtland Sutton thing as well, except I would probably want to keep Courtland a little bit longer based on age. But like what you're doing, and I think what we're kind of both getting at is with either one of those potential pickups, you know, in Mythland here, Cedric Tillman's going to be the beneficiary of knowledge of how to get open, how to win these 50-50 balls. This is how you take care of yourself as a receiver. This is how you kind of roll. Like, we want him to eventually morph into those people. Whether that happens or not, at least you're putting those pieces in the place to kind of translate into that. But I like what you have to say too, in the back end of the round, just get a burner in the back end of the draft and see if you can make it. Just don't hold on to it like you held on to Schwartz for all those years. Like, cut your losses real fast. You know, right. If it don't work out.
That's exactly right. So we'll see what the Browns decide to do at all these different positions. But, you know, the names that we brought on this episode, obviously we just wrapped up with two wide receivers. The Browns are going to heavily address this position. It's a position of serious need for the Browns. Linebacker, they're got to find productive, a productive option at the linebacker position without spending a lot of money. And a guy like DeMario Davis could do that because he's not going to be an expensive one-year deal, I would imagine, being 35, 36 years old. And then, you know, tight end Jonnu Smith could be a good option for the passing game. And then you started everything off with Joey Bosa. To have Joey Bosa next to Myles Garrett and Dalvin Tomlinson and these other guys like you were talking about, Oboe and Alex Wright. Whew, man. And again, I broke down the defensive end position for the Browns, and Alex Wright actually had a pretty good season for the Browns. He was like quietly under the radar, had a pretty nice second year with Cleveland. So I'm excited for his prospects going forward. There's a lot of options for the Browns this offseason. I'm excited to see what Andrew Berry does. The dude is a magician with the salary cap, with free agent signings, and you know he's going to draft a couple studs in the draft. It's just what he does. I can't wait to see what happens, man.
Absolutely. And I like all these guys that we went over. Like, I mean, I don't think all six are going to happen. I don't even think five out of six will happen. Like, if two of these happen, like, winner, winner, chicken dinner. But for my guys, I'm hoping one could happen, but who knows? But it's fun to talk about and, you know, get an idea of what the Browns could be potentially in for in the type of stats that the guys that we picked produced. Somebody maybe along the same lines might come in as well.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And again, for everybody listening, watching, this is the offseason. This is the NFL season of speculation and what ifs and what could be's. But, you know, we're trying to take a realistic approach, seeing what other teams' needs are, their financial situations, and what guys could be let go. And these are guys that would fit roles and be a good contributing option for the Browns at these positions. And, you know, whether it's these guys or other guys that they bring in, We're just telling you where there's some deficiencies and what possible solutions are out there. So it's an exciting time. It's a good time to be a Browns fan. This is a fun team, a fun organization, finally, to root for, to follow, to believe in. It feels so weird to have a front office where it's like, I can't wait to see what they do because I know they're not going to F it up like, you know, these past front offices have done.
Well, we've had them for 4 years. This is like uncharted territory since I've been like 10 years old. You know what I mean? Like, it's unreal. Like, we had back in the day, we had Ernie Accorsi and we had Marty Schottenheimer for like 4 years until Art Modell screwed it up, you know? And we got rid of Art Modell and it's the same thing over and over. Now it's like finally working out. You're right. It's super fun to see what these guys can figure out.
Yeah, it is. So if you've still got negativity out there about the Browns, start to kind of rein that back in and get excited because we've got a two-time head coach of the year in the last four seasons. Kevin Stefanski's probably about to get his extension to be a long-term head coach for the Cleveland Browns, and I couldn't be more for it. And Andrew Berry needs to stay here as long as possible and let him build this roster the way he likes to do because he has shown that he knows what he's doing. And when he makes a mistake, what I like about Andrew Berry, when he makes a mistake, he learns from, and he talked about that in his press conference, his biggest takeaways from his career are the things that he gets wrong. And you don't see him make a whole lot of those mistakes multiple times. So that's definitely the sign of a good GM.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Andrew Berry, just the, his wizardry with salary cap and what the numbers that we're getting into, he can make this stuff work. And I don't know what he does to make guys get their value and feel like they've got their value.
Yeah, and when we saw the salary cap increase for 2024, it just reminded me that when the Browns went out and made the deal for Deshaun Watson and paid him what they paid him, Andrew Berry was already projecting out what he could foresee the salary cap situation being, because every year that the cap goes up, Deshaun's cap hit percentage goes down and Deshaun gets cheaper and cheaper and cheaper for the Browns against the cap. So yeah, was it kind of an expensive move in the moment? Yeah. But Andrew Berry already said he's got a 10-year time frame. That's how the Browns went into that whole move looking at things. And we're kind of seeing that start to unfold. And man, is it cool to, I just very blessed right now to have these guys running the team.
Yeah, absolutely. And if, again, for all those guys that are watching this and you don't understand the salary cap, just look it up and you'll understand the magic when it happens and how all these guys get cashed out, paid out. And then really all the salary cap is just accounting. And when you figure it out, you'll see that there's always money.
Yep, there is. So Kenny, I appreciate you jumping on here with me and talking about some of these cap casualty candidates and how they could fit in with the Browns. And I hope that, you know, we see some good things happen. Now, by the time this episode comes out, the free agency period will be opening up shortly. So we don't have too much longer to go until we see the Browns start making some serious moves for 2024. So I'm excited for that. But thanks again for coming on and appreciate everybody tuning in again. Go follow Kenny on Twitter. Follow the Ottawa Browns backers. Check out what they're doing online. Facebook as well. Follow the Dogs Podcast everywhere. And make sure you like the video, subscribe on YouTube, and tap that notification bell. We appreciate everybody tuning in. And until we talk to you guys next time, let's go Browns.
Let's go Brownies.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.